Changes made during the early stages of the pandemic are having long-lasting effects on the legal system. Back then, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed an executive order to make it harder to sue healthcare providers for wrongdoing. That was supposed to protect providers amid a surge of COVID cases. Eric Stock reports one central Illinois couple says they had a terrible experience at a health facility, but because of the governor's order, they can't find an attorney who will take their case. A warning, some of the details in the story are graphic.
David Taylor of Fairbury contracted the coronavirus last March. He spent 3 weeks on a ventilator. He couldn't walk or lift his right hand. His speech was poor. He couldn't remember his own family. When Taylor got out in April, he needed rehab and went to Kindred Hospital in Peoria. Taylor says he had a wound near his tailbone. It kept getting worse. He couldn't see it, but he could smell it. He says he kept telling hospital staff and they ignored him.
Nobody's telling me anything at all. I cannot get any information from anybody. And they seemed like they just wanted to keep it very quiet.
Taylor weighed 300 pounds before he got sick. He lost 40 pounds but had little strength. Staff had helped carry him to the restroom. Taylor says staff wouldn't let him use the bathroom.
They said, that's what we do here. We change sheets. So you just go to the bathroom in bed, and we'll clean you up later. Well, that is absolutely asinine, in my opinion.
Taylor says he got almost no physical therapy in the weeks he spent at Kindred. And Taylor says the wound was so bad he couldn't sit. Taylor says a physical therapist there told him they weren't set up to handle someone of his size. David's wife, Marcia Taylor, says the wound kept getting bigger, and staff did nothing.
It was so big, and I'm not exaggerating. We had a new grandson that week that I know I could have fit that little baby inside that wound.
The wound became infected, and that put him back at Carl Broman Medical Center in Normal for surgery. Kindred Hospital CEO Christopher Curry says he can't comment on the specifics of any patient case due to privacy laws, but he said in a statement to WGLT, Kindred, quote, takes seriously any issues brought to our attention and works with the patients and families to address their concerns. Curry adds Kindred is taking all appropriate safety measures during the pandemic. After all that, David Taylor says he looked for an attorney to sue Kindred Hospital for malpractice. He says nobody would touch it because the governor's order providing legal immunity to healthcare providers during the pandemic.
The lady, when she called me and to turn it down, she said, normally we would be all over this, but because of this, we're turning you down. I said, okay.
Some personal injury attorneys say they haven't taken any malpractice cases since the governor's executive orders because they don't stand a chance. Jim Ginsky is a personal injury lawyer in Bloomington.
Healthcare providers obviously needed to be focused on providing the care that they needed to provide to infected patients as opposed to worrying about subsequent lawsuits. So I understand, quite frankly.
The governor's order expired in June. The federal government offers limited immunity through what's called the PREP Act. It applies only to countermeasures a facility takes to address COVID. Volunteer healthcare workers have some liability protections under Good Samaritan laws. Bob Panton is president of the Illinois State Medical Society. He says he wished the governor had extended the executive order further, even though most hospitals now have a manageable number of patients.
The State Medical Society is appreciative of the liability protection that was provided in those months, and we certainly think some of the conditions still exist.
Panton says the executive order particularly helped hospitals convince retired medical workers to come back to serve. Retirees typically don't keep liability coverage. Not all malpractice filings have stopped. Some attorneys say they are busier now than a year ago, in spite of the governor's order.
That does not scare us.
Megan Shore is a Chicago attorney that specializes in malpractice cases, particularly involving nursing homes. Shore's firm filed a wrongful death lawsuit against a Bloomington nursing home and a rehab facility over a resident who had died of COVID. Shore says state and federal laws don't protect medical providers who show gross negligence or willful misconduct. She says she's seen that far more often in nursing homes. She says many are chronically understaffed.
We don't think that nursing homes should get away with this and use COVID as an excuse to not provide care. And I'm seeing it all over.
Attorney Jim Ginsky says he believes some cases in which COVID patients suffered organ damage will likely go forward. He says the bigger injustice COVID had caused is the effective closure of civil courts for a year. There's now a logjam of cases. Ginsky says civil cases that would usually take a year or two to go to trial may take 3 to 4 years. And he says that often helps defendants run out the clock.
We have had over the years cases where we've had to throw in the towel because a critical witness died. The longer the delay, the greater the chance that you're going to lose critical evidence.
David Taylor still has photographic evidence of how badly his body was damaged from the neglect he suffered at Kindred. Taylor says he also took his case to the Illinois Department of Public Health. Taylor says the agency told him since he was no longer at Kindred, there wasn't much they could do for him. The 61-year-old Taylor is on disability from his job in office technology. He tries to see the bright side in all this.
Life goes on. And I would say that you have to think that way. I'm alive. I survived it.
Taylor says he survived because his wife got him out of Kindred. He says he still has a lot of health problems. He has limited lung capacity. He struggles with balance, and he can barely lift his left leg. Taylor says he's not sure how much of that is because of COVID or the kind of care he received. I'm Eric Stock.
Illinoisans who win personal injury and wrongful death lawsuits could soon get higher payouts in verdicts. The state legislature has approved a bill to tack on interest to the payment amount from the time the lawsuit is filed rather than after the verdict. The measure awaits the governor's signature.